Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Welcome everyone to an all-new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all-new episode happening now. Lego.
Welcome everyone to an all-new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. Thick As Threes is hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify. Make sure you follow us on social media. You can find us at Thick As Threes on Instagram and on Twitter. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton. I don't do this show by myself. I do it with the homies today. I got big bro with me, Stanley Allen. Stanley Allen, whisper to the people. Whisper sweet nothings to them. Let them hear you.
I just wanted to let y'all know I was back and I was here for you, the people. I want to be there for you. If you need me, I'm going to be there.
I like it. We also have special guests with us, Cuzzo. We got Cuzzo with us. Cuzzo, talk to the people.
What's going on?
Introduce yourself. Let people know who you are now.
I'm Big Cuzzo. Stan's folks. Always here.
Come on, man. That's all you got.
Hey, how's he Big Cuzzo? I think he's younger and he's smaller.
He is smaller.
He might be older.
He big with his confidence, though.
Hey, man, you 50 yet? You 50 yet?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
He looked like he about 30, though.
He looked 30 unless you look at them grays.
Before we jump into it, let's catch up, man. We haven't done this about 3 weeks. We had a solid every other week going. You know, it's summer. Shit got hectic. People got things to do. Stanley, I'm sure you're back at work. Mad shows, all kinds of other stuff going on. Talk to the people. Catch them up. What's been going on with you?
It's actually not been bad. Just enough work. 2-3 days a week. That's all I really want. Keep it coming. Did a show with Ja Rule and Ashanti. It was like bringing back them old vibes. You know, I'm always there when you call. Oh, no, that's her voice, man, right? Always yes. On time.
How was that show?
It felt good.
What was it for?
Juneteenth Honors.
Okay.
Supposed to air on Fubo. I downloaded Fubo, couldn't find it. Then I canceled my subscription.
What is Fubo?
Someone internet TV.
Sounds silly.
Joints.
Sounds silly.
You know, break from cable. It's a streaming. You get everything you get on cable.
How was Country Wayne?
Country Wayne. Don't ask me, because I didn't watch it.
Oh, what was the word, though? What was the vibe?
I heard it was decent. I figured I'd just watch it on Netflix, when it airs on Netflix. So
you went with us when we saw him in Arlington, right?
No.
You didn't go?
We've only been to the Draft House, right?
The Draft House.
We've only been there once.
Oh, to see
we saw that Jason guy. That,
Jason with the little
Snapchat
puppet.
Guy.
Yeah. Instagram. I mean, TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
Oh, I thought you went with it. Country Wayne was good when we saw
him. Nah, it's just you going places without me.
Cuzzo.
Me at home.
Cuzzo. He's in his feelings again. Cuzzo, what's going on, man? Talk to us. What's new with you? This is your first time with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What's going on, man? Talk to us.
Nothing but work, man. I was happy to get out there to see my youngest daughter graduate from high school.
That's exciting.
And she immediately went to college, so now she's out there in FAMU. Let me get it
nice,
right.
Go nice. Rattlers. Congrats.
Go Rattlers.
Congrats.
My young 17-year-old, so I'm loving life right now.
When you say she
got
immediately
the brain from the mama side of the family.
Come on, man.
What?
When you say she immediately went to college, what does that mean?
3 weeks.
Summer session.
Summer break.
Oh, three she weeks. Went to do summer school?
She's in summer school.
I did that
now,
back when I went to college, George Mason.
Yeah, listen.
It's the worst thing to do to a kid.
No. What I was going to say, that's the cheat code. The cheat code, if
take
you can
classes
afford
in the summer?
It, is take as many classes that you can take over the summer.
Unless you're an athlete, because 12 credits counts as a semester. So.
Even still.
No, you don't want to waste semesters. So take 10.
Absolutely.
Never take 12 over the summer if you're an athlete.
No, absolutely. That's the detail. That's the fine print. But definitely, if you can get some classes in by my senior year, I took one class.
Yeah.
I was beautiful. Chilling.
Yeah, my daughter, she's trying to be done with school in three years like she did high school.
She's well on the way.
That's big time.
Well on the way.
Now, is this the daughter that played basketball?
Yes.
Okay.
She don't play basketball anymore.
No? How was her high school career?
It was good. Well, she went down there to Florida. It was a change for her with the schools from being out here to down there in Florida.
Hey, man, that's how cool he sound, man. He sound way cooler than you, yo.
Well, that's whatever. Sounds can be deceiving, man.
The people going to love COVID. They're going to hit us like,
you know,
hey,
love
what's up?
Me on here.
What's up? They do. They
love
do.
Me on here.
Cuzzo, come on, man. Come on with that smooth vibe. Go ahead.
When she got out there to
Florida. Hey, man, he's doing it on purpose
there,
now.
No. She got out there to Florida. She, because she ain't know nobody, I told her to take advantage of this time. Go ahead and focus on school.
Sure.
And then she was like, I don't like the school, so I'm going to knock this out in 3 instead of 4. And then she started liking the school, but she did it in 3. And she's trying to copy that with college. And I kind of sort of don't want her to do that. I want her to enjoy her time while she's out there on campus, you know, living that college life.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
But if she gets it done early, I'll be happy. She's chasing her bag, so I can't be mad.
I ain't mad at that. All right, man. Well, I just been hanging. I ain't got a lot going on. Been work. Work has been busy. But at the job, we are our schedule is really with schools. And school closed about a week ago, so we got camps now, but in another week we'll slow down until about mid-July. Mid-July we'll
not much of a slowdown.
Yeah, but it's a couple weeks. That's enough. You know, a week or two here and there. You know, I was looking at Puerto Rico weekend trip. It's rainy season right now, though.
It is. But when it rains out there to Puerto Rico, it only rains for a couple of hours. You're still out there. An hour later, you're dry.
You been?
Yeah, I lived in Puerto Rico.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What is? You knew that?
I don't know nothing about that. I don't know.
I lived in Puerto Rico and Panama.
How long you live in Puerto Rico? Oh, you were in the military?
Yep.
Okay, that's why.
Oh, yeah, I forgot before they kicked him out.
Yeah, you got kicked out to the military? Don't tell his business. Long they might story. Be looking for him.
Nah, I'm good.
I was
I'm
joking.
Good.
Sounds like he's thinking
I'm good. Hey, man,
real.
You got kicked out to the military. All right, man, let's keep it moving. Hey, let's talk about some sports, man, before we jump into the topics. Let's just kind of casually go over a couple things. The perfect game from the Yankees pitcher.
How you say his name?
I don't even know how to say his name. I mean, is he from Puerto Rico?
Cuban? He's Cuban.
Close enough. Me and Stanley kind of, with the help of Alexa, tried to do some math to figure out how big this is. You knew about this, Kevin?
Domingo German.
Domingo German threw a perfect game last night or the night before.
Last night. I heard about that this morning on my
New York Yankees.
The 24th perfect game in MLB history.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Stanley did we did some math with Alexa. Roughly, there was 750,000 opportunities for this to happen. 750,000.
Amazing.
It's only happened 24 times.
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, when I woke up, it was on my phone, an alert, and I was thinking how it's the biggest feat.
That's crazy.
In all of sports.
That's crazy.
Like the most uncommon thing that you can do.
Most uncommon. We'll get back to that.
Something a while back. That asked which was, you know, more uncommon, and that's hitting for the cycle or a perfect game. And it's easily the perfect game.
Well, that cycle
it could have been a no hitter was the question.
Your Cincinnati boy is hitting for that cycle. I think he did it twice.
The dude, Ellie
from Cincinnati.
I went online and bought his rookie card, $100.
Man, he's a freak.
Nice. Now's the time to buy. Now's the time to buy.
He's a freak.
I want to get Wander Franco's rookie card too, but I can't tell which one to get. And those joints already hit like 500-600.
I don't know who that is, but that dude from Cincinnati is a freak. Must see TV.
Yeah, Wander Franco's like that.
Is he?
We play for the Rays.
The Rays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 750,000 opportunities. It's only been done 24 times. Now, a perfect game is.
Nobody walks.
Nobody
touches a base.
Nobody touches a base. That's crazy. I think it was 99 pitches total.
No nothing.
99 pitches total in the game.
27 batters.
Crazy.
27 of them can go home.
Get them up.
There ain't no place for you on this plate.
Get them down. All right, moving on. We talked about on this podcast best basketball movies. I'm going to go to Coven before I go to you, Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your top three. Now, think about this for a second. Top three basketball movies.
One of them has to be He Got Game.
He Got Game. Okay, we talked about that. We went deep in the He Got Game. Stanley shaking his head. He's not a fan of that. Well, he's a fan, but it might not be on his list. What else you got?
It's a comedy, but it's with the Juana Man.
Juana Man is fair.
It's fair.
Okay, what else you got? And I'm putting him on the spot too, people. He doesn't know these questions were coming. Before we started, he wanted to know what I was going to ask him. But I told him that's not how we got down at Thick as Threes. I just hit them with questions and we just roll with it. So what you got? So you got Juwan, man. He got game. Give me your third.
The other one was the one with Denzel. I think that was.
That was got game, right? Game, yeah.
Denzel. Okay. What's wrong?
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, no, he's just confused for a second.
He nervous. It's his first time with that mic and them headphones.
Then I'm going to say, you know, my child movie, Space Jams.
Space Jams.
Nobody said that one, I don't think. We mentioned the movie, but I don't think nobody picked it.
I wouldn't consider it a true basketball movie.
Because nobody. It's a basketball movie, but I don't know if anyone would pick that movie. Yeah. That's okay, though.
I watched it with my kids.
That's your list. Space Jams, He Got Game, Juwan, man. Let's talk about the TV show Swagger. You watched it?
Great. Yeah.
You watched it?
Great. I watched it when it first came out.
It's on Apple Plus. I just got hip to it.
I told you about it. You lived here when I watched it, but you know.
But I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it. Yeah. Okay. I definitely told you.
I've been watching it. The important part of basketball movies is it has to be authentic. It has to look like they got some skills. Everyone in there.
My problem with a lot of movies.
Everyone in this show looks like they can hoop, which is huge. That's a big time. But I'm in like episode 4, so I don't really know what's going on. So I'm just kind of easing my way into it. Was it pretty good?
It's very good.
You watched season 2?
I like that it's season 2 is out.
Season 2 is out.
I'm about to watch it tonight. but I loved how it represented the DMV too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's key. Mm-hmm. That's key. All right. So let's move on. Hurricane season.
Like the Miami Hurricanes?
No, football hurricane season.
The weather?
The weather?
Not well, yes. Yes, this is a movie based in New Orleans after Katrina.
Oh, it's a movie.
It's a movie, a basketball movie. It had, let me look at my notes. It had Forrest Whitaker, Bow Wow was in there, Isaiah Washington, a couple other. It's old. This came out right after, I think 2009, a couple years after Katrina.
It probably wasn't that good because like, I don't remember it that well.
It was very good. I hadn't seen it. I watched it yesterday. I mean, I watched it on Saturday night. Me and Jen, we did dinner before we went out. I could not stop watching. She was like, "You ready?" I'm like, "I got to see the end of this. I got to see the end of this."
I'm pretty sure I watched it, but I never watched it again. That's what makes me question how good it was.
Hurricane season?
Never saw it.
You never saw it?
Never saw it.
Forrest Whitaker. It's a movie about a basketball team that had to, because of Katrina, multiple schools had to come together to play a season. They end up, spoiler alert, they end up winning the state championship, but it's all about how these kids came together, you know, street gangs, all the shit that was going on in Katrina. It's pretty good. I mean, Forrest Whitaker as an actor is great. I don't know if he's believable as a high school basketball coach, but it was good. You haven't seen it?
I haven't
seen it.
Come
on, man.
But are you talking about when you say the multiple schools, they joined as one to compete?
Yes, because of Katrina, devastation, schools wiped away. So players that were going to said schools, if they were no longer there, said, okay, we're going to go to Jefferson High School. So they were picking kids that went to this one high school that competed.
Okay.
Look it up. Hurricane season.
Even though you gave me the spoiler, because I trust your judgment, I'm going to go home and watch this.
Staying on like
season 2 of Swagger is more modest.
Swagger, swagger, swagger. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this quick break. Peace. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Three. What we're going to do now is going to have some fun. We're going to have a fun session right here. We got Cuzzo with us. Very excited to have him here. He's done a great job so far. Stanley.
Yep.
We're going to have some fun. You ready?
What I do.
You know what I do? I just create these games. Jen told me that she enjoyed my games last time.
Yeah.
So I just came up with something. It's called True or False. If I had music, I'd play it. It'd go something like this. Beep, beep, boom, boom. Tick-a-boom. True or false, boom, boom. True or false.
Bang. You got to end it with a symbol.
Was that your symbol?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to play a game called True or False. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to ask some questions. They're very random questions. They may not make any sense to you guys in the big scheme of things, but just tell me if I say.
We got it. True or false.
That's, okay, I'm not doing this with you today. Right. Okay. Okay. So just stay with me. Okay? You ready? True or false?
Yeah.
So you say true or false, but if you want to expand on the question, you both answer it. So I'm just going to ask it. Stanley, you go first. Coven, you follow. Okay?
Got it.
Bobo from Orlando Magic is the body double of the number one pick this year.
True.
False.
False? Okay. Kyrie Irving will end his career with his current team or his next team?
Next team.
Next team.
True or false?
False. True.
You asked a multiple question.
Multiple question, yeah. Let's go back.
Oh, that's fair. Kyrie Irving will end his career with the next team he plays with. It's the same question because it's
not current. Not necessarily, because he could play with the Mavericks again. Well, and then he will not end his career with the Mavericks. I'll put it that way.
Kyrie Irving, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time we've done this, so we're going to have some technical difficulties. Let's back up. Kyrie Irving will finish his career with the team he plays with in the 23-24 NBA season.
False.
At one point, Manu Ginobili was top three player in the NBA.
False.
Wait a minute. Okay, you both said false. Are you serious?
Said it quickly.
You did say it quickly. At one point,
He played in Jordan's era, right? Didn't he play a little bit with Jordan?
Manu Ginobili? I don't think so.
All right, take it back. He played against an era where Shaq was playing, right?
He did.
Played in the era where Kobe was playing?
He did.
Played in the era when LeBron was playing? Played in the era when Tim Duncan was playing.
Somebody
better than him. At no point did the Spurs have two of the top three best players in the league. False.
that's what I'm looking for. Right. That's what I'm looking for. Dallas Cowboys will win a Super Bowl over the next 5 years.
True.
Cowboy fans, you fucking suck.
True.
Both of you guys
we
suck.
We back, baby.
You guys suck.
We back.
Bronny James will average double digits this season.
False. True.
What'd you say, Stanley? True?
False.
Why you say that? COVID.
Double digit season. Running the full games, all the games. I don't think he's going to play all the
10
games.
10 points a game at USC? Come on, man.
Nah. That's easy. Yes. Okay. Maybe
Cohen,
so.
This is interesting. Let me ask you this question because I heard this online, people talking about it. Obviously, Bronny, because of who he is, there's going to be a whole bunch of chatter.
About him coming to the NBA.
Do you think he's only getting the hype because he's LeBron's son? Or do you think, let me get the question out. Do you think he's established himself as a legit major Division I player?
I want to say he's getting the credit from LeBron.
Okay.
But he is a good player also. I don't want to take anything away from him, but I think a lot more of it is going to be his dad gassing him up just like Ball dad did.
Okay.
The sons of him.
Okay.
So
you don't see him averaging 10 points this year? If you had to guess, what would you put?
Average 10 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. He can possibly do it every single game. I don't think so. He's not going to play every single game.
Wait a minute. You got him averaging a triple-double?
No. I'm saying 10 points.
It's not going to happen.
10 rebounds or 10 assists, because a double-double is either one of those threes.
Okay, so you're saying he could average.
Did you say double-double?
No. I said double-digit points.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question.
Okay, that's fair. Again, this is the first time we've done this. Double-digit points.
Yes.
You think he'll average double-digit points?
Yeah, 10 points, and yeah, absolutely he would be able to get that. I misthought the question.
That's okay.
I thought you was asking for, double-double.
I'm not even sure he's going to average. You think so?
Absolutely.
Just because he's going to have the minutes available?
Yes.
Stan, I don't know if I like your fucking attitude.
He'll be on the floor, bro. He's going to be on the floor. Coven,
I see what you be saying when you leave and you're like, that dude is an asshole. I didn't want to believe it, but now I understand because his attitude right now is
this shit. Yeah, but also think that they're also going to be giving him the ball a lot. So he's going to have plenty of opportunities to score.
Well, in the big scheme of things, he's not technically the best player on that team. I mean, they're bringing in two other players that are rated higher than him.
Mm-hmm.
The point guard and I think a shooting guard. So he's going to have to fit in. But because he's LeBron's son, he's got a spot. Just because it's going to be on TV. So they're going to...
He can play.
Let's move on. Ben Simmons, this is going to be his best year. 2023-2024 season. Ben Simmons, he's coming.
Best season?
Best season.
False.
I want to say true, but I'm going to have to go with false, too. Because Ben Simmons was a beast when he was doing his thing at that one point. But I don't know if he can bring that back.
The Dallas Cowboys will win the Super Bowl before Buffalo, Eagles, Chargers, Bengals, or 49ers win one.
False. Can you repeat that?
The Dallas Cowboys will win the Super Bowl before the Buffalo wins, the Eagles, the Bengals, LA Chargers, or San Francisco 49ers win.
True.
You think so?
Yeah, because we're going to win that. We're going to win that bitch this year, because you know what I'm talking about? We are loaded.
I don't know if we'll win this CeeDee year, Lamb, but I know we're going to win within the next 5 years.
Brandon Cooks.
But to ask that question.
You got the running back,
Michael Gallup, Tony Pollard. And when we signed Dalvin Cook to run with Tony Pollard, it's over. Cancel Christmas. Somebody better be in Jerry's ear right now. Like, you know Dalvin Cook's out there, right?
Tim Duncan over Kevin Garnett.
I got to say true.
Or false?
I got to say true.
Tim Duncan over Kevin Garnett. True or false?
False. I got to say true.
False? True? Stanley, why true?
He got the chips. He got the all-time, you know, records. Head-to-head, Kevin would go at him. But against the rest of the league, Tim would just do his thing. Mr. Fundamental. I mean, many people list Tim as top 10.
And that's what I was going to say. He has a fundamental basketball game. He doesn't really stir away from that. But Kevin Garnett, he has game. He go at you, the anchor. Everything comes with it.
I just haven't heard many people put Kevin Garnett in the top 10. But I have heard many put Tim Duncan.
I know many people think Tim Duncan is very good, and I agree. He's very good. But, okay. What's going on? Oh, at the door? Okay. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This part of the show is brought to you by Pumpkins Essentials, providing quality all-natural bath essential products. These products include moisturizing body butters, sugar scrubs, beard balms, body mist, and so much more. You can find these products at two locations locally. One is the Cinerama at 1315 Fenwick Lane in Silver Spring, Maryland, as well as the Salon Plaza at 11160 Vera's Mill Road, Wheaton, Maryland. You can also find them online at www.pumpkinsessentials.com, and that's Pumpkins Essentials.
And we're back, guys. Thank you for listening to Thick as Three. Sorry about that interruption. We just had a couple things going on, but everything is good. We're back. Thank you guys so much. I want to get back to the original question that I was talking about. Steve, so this section is called True or False.
Okay, first off, we're not going to introduce me and be like, hey,
first of all,
Steve is here.
You're right. I'm
what's
tripping.
Up?
You're right.
I'm my tripping. Man has made it. Is
I'm
that
tripping.
What we're doing?
I'm tripping.
Hey, look, hey, everybody.
Take over.
Hey, I'm here. I'm here. The MVP of the show, the youthful curmudgeon. Steve Miles is back in the building. I am back. It's been a minute, but I'm here. I finally made it. So now let's go on with your question. What's
Steve,
up?
Welcome back. All right.
Thank you.
This section that we're talking about is called True or False.
Mm-hmm.
All right. True or False, I'm going to ask a question. You just say true, false.
Gotcha.
The last question we were on is Tim Duncan over Kevin Garnett.
True.
Would you
we
say?
All said true. Well, no, Coven said false.
Yeah, I went with Kevin Garnett, but as far as, you know, yeah, well, I just like Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, I like Kevin Garnett personality, all that, da, 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 but on the court, that's Tim Duncan all day.
Fundamentals, you know.
Let's again, move on. Again, I'll Let's stick move to on. What I That's said. Not what the game is. Let's all move right. on. Caitlin Clark from Iowa. Caitlin Clark is better than...
True. Is it a dude?
No.
Is it a dude? All right, then no. True.
Taurasi in college.
Ooh.
True.
I'm taking Diana Taurasi.
False. Steve,
the white
false.
Mamba. The white Mamba. False.
I'm going with Steve.
False.
I'll take the girl that can shoot from half court.
Taurasi?
Any day.
No, wait a minute. You taking Caitlin or Taurasi?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
Caitlin. No. She's the one that can shoot from
well,
half
I think
court.
They're agreeing with you.
No.
I'm taking Taurasi.
You're taking Taurasi?
Yes.
Over Caitlin?
Yes.
Do we need to check your headphones?
She's the
right?
white
no,
Mamba.
I just want to make sure.
Diana's the white Mamba.
Who you taking?
Isn't she?
No. The white Mamba.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
NCAA let's. Champion. The best college team can beat the last place NBA team.
True.
False.
False.
Talk to me, Steve.
No, they're NBA players. They're more physical. They're bigger. So it's a different game.
Who won the national championship?
This year was
UConn. UConn can't beat the Mystics.
No, that's WNBA.
Oh, I thought you said WNBA.
Yeah. No, Mets.
Yeah. Absolutely not. That's a stupid question.
Okay. Which leads me to my next question. False. The women's national champion can beat the last place WNBA team.
That's false, too.
I think it's a toss-up.
You think it's just different pros for us?
I think it's...
Nah, I think when you put 12 pros on a team versus 3 pros max on a women's team, you're going to see the difference.
Yeah, it's a different count. Yeah.
Nah, that's false.
All right, cool. Let's keep it moving. Let's talk about this year's NBA draft. Let's talk about it specifically. Oh, gosh.
What happened? Something happened.
What happened?
I don't even know. Steve just busts out laughing like he had an edible.
What you doing? What you doing? We got a little bit of
NBA
pride.
Draft makes me laugh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what was happening.
It makes me chuckle.
Okay, we got the NBA draft up next. Let's talk about the first 3 picks. Victor, Brandon Miller, Scoot Henderson. My question to you guys is, who's going to have the better year? Steve, talk to me.
Better year or career?
Better
year. I'm going to go with Scoot Henderson.
Scoot. With a T.
Whatever. Scoot. Scoot. Yeah. Scoot. Scoot. I'm going to go with him.
He's a dog. Scoot's a dog.
I think Brandon Miller, he talks too much to...
He talks too much?
He's dissing Jordan. He's just being a dude that just talks.
He's just having fun. He's having fun.
He's not locked in. He's not locked in an NBA career. And I think Wemby's a fraud. I think he's going to get... protected all season.
Hold on, Steve. Hey, for our audience, you gotta understand something about Steve. He don't fuck with nobody. True.
It's true.
He just said the number one draft pick is a fraud.
Wemby's a fraud.
He don't believe in no shit. If you say it's sunny outside, Steve gonna say there's some clouds though.
It's about to rain.
It's gonna rain. All right, just gonna let y'all know what was happening if you were paying attention. All right, go Steve.
I think it's gonna be a fraud. I think that they're gonna protect him at all costs all season.
Okay.
And he's not gonna be, you know, what they say is, he's one, in my opinion, he's too tall to be a guard. They want him out there dribbling. He's 7'5"? Mm-hmm. He's big. Bobo.
7'3½ official.
Hey, we talked about Bobo earlier.
He's the same dude.
He's body double. That was my question.
I said true on the body double.
He's not the same dude.
It's just he's from France and he's a better marketing ploy and he's light skinned. That's always a factor. He's marketable. You can't market Bobo.
Kobe, what you got? Who's gonna have the better career?
I'm gonna say it's better career.
Sorry, the better year. Better year.
Scoot. He has something to prove.
Okay.
He has something to prove. I mean, Brandon, of course, everybody sideline was projecting him to go number 2 because they already had Wembanyama as number 1.
Okay.
Scoot was, you know, the fall anywhere afterwards or so.
But if Charlotte didn't have LaMelo Ball, they would have took Scoot.
I think Scoot fell into the right situation too, though, right? On Portland, I think
he would have been fine at either of those.
I think they're going to progress him a little better, and he's going to have a better year this year.
I think Scoot with Dame, though, is a little bit better with Scoot.
If it happens.
If he stays?
If Dame stays, yeah. I think they could be a tough backcourt.
All right, the top 3 picks.
But you didn't ask me.
I thought you had your opinion. Go.
Huh?
Go.
I'm going to go.
Steve, you said I've been dealing with.
With me, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up between Wemby and Scoot.
Turn around. Look at them bottles. Empty bottles. He wanted tequila.
I'm going to go back for another one when we take a break. Hurry up and take a break. So let me get this out.
Go. Waiting on you.
Nah, but real talk. Scoot's a dog. And I think he's going to be one of those special players that come around once every 10 years or whatever. But Wemby is also, like, they call him an alien. Instead of a unicorn, they said a unicorn ain't enough. So I think they're both going to get great playing time and have great years. And those are the two that are going to battle for Rookie of the Year, Brandon Miller. Brandon Miller's my guy. If I want some, you know, if I got some business to handle and I need a driver, I'm going to go with Brandon Miller all day. You know, but when we're talking about basketball, I'm going to go with the other two.
Is there any concern about Victor getting hurt just with his
Absolutely.
Body frame?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anytime you're over 7'1", I think. I mean, you're not like Boban. Like, how many – you built like Boban. I don't even know if Jokic is a 7-footer. He's like 6'11", but he's built thick. I mean, you know, those frames have not done well in the NBA. I mean, even when you got the Yao Ming wasn't as frail as this guy, but he didn't last either. you know. So those heights, Greg Oden, Ralph Sampson, back history of the big man.
Bad feet.
It's tough.
Bad feet.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. I'm hoping like he has the potential to be something we've never seen before. Hopefully injuries he's don't hit him, because I think that's the only thing that stops that man.
Jay Billis loves him.
I think he loves him. I think he's paid to like him.
Who?
You think Jay Billis is paid to like
him? I think people on TV are paid to like people.
But Jay Billis is a Duke guy?
He's a Duke guy.
He's your guy.
I know he's paid to like people.
You don't?
I believe they're paid to like people.
Back to what I was saying. You see what I'm saying?
I think they're paid to like people.
I see no fucking nobody.
Think about it.
Talk to me.
He's,
I'm listening.
He's 7'5".
Okay.
170? 180?
I don't know.
The Europe game is way different than the NBA game.
Agreed.
And he's playing against...
Not people. Like it used to be, though, Steve.
But...
You look around the league, how many people could match up with Jokic?
But they play a different style. Like, he's going to be out on the wing.
They pulled all the big men out of the NBA.
But who's he going by? Who's he driving by?
I don't got to drive by you if I can shoot over you.
Point. The NBA line is longer, further than the Euro line.
And he's 7'5".
I don't think you invested a number one pick in all the hype for a 7'5", 3-point shooter. Wasn't that Manute Bol? Wasn't that Bobo's dad?
Nah. Hey, we talked about Bobo earlier.
They're the same guy.
Hell no. Come on, Steve.
They're the same guy.
You went too far, bro. He said Manute or Bobo. Either one of them. He's better than both.
Steve, that's a stretch.
I put it this way.
Talk to me.
Chet Holmgren is better than him.
Oh. Chet Holmgren is nice.
Chet Holmgren's better than him because he has that dog.
Oh, that's another player been around, that's going to play for Rookie of the Year. Ethnics. I forgot about him.
French guy's not been around Ethnics.
He black, though.
He's not our black.
He French
he's,
black?
He not.
He like, French black,
he though. Not Southeast D.C. black. He's like...
yeah, he's like, different black.
He's like... He's a different black.
I don't know what that means.
He's a different black.
It's the same way when he talks about whites. They not. He'd be like, nah, that's a Euro white.
What's up with his sister, though?
You know?
Now, she's a winner. Now, I don't care.
Was that his sister sitting by him?
His sister's stupid.
That was his sister sitting by him?
Yeah.
I need to call my people.
Look.
See if they can get me in touch with his people.
Hey, look. Forget the draft. The players, because they all suck. After, there's going to be 5 good players in the whole draft. The rest of them are all G Leaguer, and then they're going to be out at Walmart. Thank you for you know, buying stuff. Let's talk about
real quick while we talk about that. Mothers? I just want to do a shout out, Steve. Yes. Just want to do a shout out to Keys and his main man, kid he trained at University of Miami.
Isaiah Wall?
Jordan Miller.
Jordan Miller.
Drafted by the Clippers. Proud of him.
What pick?
I want to say 48.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guaranteed money. Congratulations.
Congrats on that.
But absolutely. Look,
the MVPs of the draft.
Talk to me.
Was all the black mothers that was at the draft.
Okay.
And Wimby's sister. Did you not see these ladies?
I saw Wimby's sister.
They showed up.
I ain't seen no more.
I saw the twins' mom, I think.
The mom showed up and showed out, and they were amazing. They were the best part of the show.
Steve.
The covers was bad.
Steve.
Your wife gonna listen to this podcast, Steve. Listen back up.
It's okay. She already knows. I told her already.
All right.
We had this discussion while I was going on.
Steve, are you done?
They were the winners of the draft. Because there's gonna be 5 good players out of this draft, and the rest are gonna be in the G League, Euro, Walmart, picking up shopping carts.
Not Walmart. Steve.
Number one bust of the draft are gonna be the two twins that were drafted.
I think so?
They stink.
Really?
They stink.
Steve is an overtime hater.
They just run and jump.
I think he hates overtime.
They just run and jump, guys.
Because I heard there's a lot of hate for overtime. They can't shoot. I think Steve's on board with those.
They're running and jump, guys. I'm proud of them. They got drafted. They're going to make some money. They changed their life for about 6-7 years because they're going to blow it.
Mm-hmm. But you believe they're a true bus.
They're going to stink. They're going to stink.
Bus.
Where'd it go? Rockets.
Second year.
Rockets and Pistons?
Third year. Rockets, Pistons.
Bus. Terrible. We give them. This year they're going to be in. They're going to make a G League debut somewhere around September, October-ish. They're going to work out down there. They're going to come up in December, and there's going to be dudes on the team. And then they're going to holler at you. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming out. And then they're going to be.
I think they're going to have a little more invested in the fourth and fifth picks.
Hold on a second. Let me ask. What do you guys think of Victor?
Come on.
What you think?
I think he's going to be all right.
Come closer. What you think?
I think he's going to be okay.
You see he has an upside?
Yeah.
Why?
A good upside? Plus?
Tell me more. You got to tell me more.
Plus, but I think as he develops, he's going to be all right.
You got Victor, you got Miller, and you got, who's my third?
Scoot.
Which one do you think though is going to have a better rookie year?
No, Scoot gonna have a better one.
Yeah. You got Scoot as your rookie of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What you got?
I got Wimby.
Come closer.
I got Wimby because it just seems like he got a nice complete package. He knows how to dribble. He knows how to run the court as a big man. Hmm. So those kind of things. And then he could always put on some weight like Giannis did when he came in because he was small too.
Yeah, Giannis was.
So do you give Victor the benefit of the doubt that he's in San Antonio with a coach that knows what he's doing?
I think Popovich is past his prime. I think we're living. They've been terrible for the last 5 years. I think he runs people out. I don't think he's an old dude. He would be me coaching Wimby.
What's that mean?
I don't understand him. So I don't think he understands him either. So you say 7'5", I'm thinking Gal, Samson, putting him on the block, doing something with him.
Yeah, I got
Spurs
you.
Play slow.
Like, I got you.
They're going to pick and pop with a 7'5 string bean.
It's like, going to be dinner.
Like, what are they going to do?
It's going to be different.
And then he's going to guard, you know, whatever. But we're not even talking about the best player in the draft.
Who's the best player in the draft?
Jordan Hawkins is by far the best player in the just draft.
Wrong.
Who's Jordan Hawkins?
UConn's best player.
UConn's best player. Light-skinned shooter?
Best shooter. Most complete guy that came into the draft is
Scoot
Jordan
Henderson
Hawkins.
Is the best player in the
who
draft.
Do you get picked? Who do you get picked?
He's going to the New Orleans Pelicans. He's going to learn from CJ McCollum.
That's nice.
He's a born winner. He's older. He's mature. And he's local kid, too. So he's going to be a kid. In my opinion, he's the best player that was selected.
Before we go on, introduce yourself real quick. Come closer to the mic, though.
This is Fred, a.k.a. DJ Aloysius.
My man.
Zimbabwe, a.k.a. Zimbabwe. Yeah.
And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I wouldn't
mind. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. I'm so excited about this episode. We've had guest appearances. We've had people in the background. We've had an audience. Steve Miles joins us. This is the first time season that we've had Stanley Allen and Steve Miles in the same room at the same time. And on top of that, we got Cuzzo.
Cuzzo
here at the same time.
Thank you.
This is a beautiful thing, man. It makes me very happy. We're going to keep it going. We're going to close the show out. We're going to keep it moving. I have one more question from our last topics about overrated players. I'm going to ask, you tell me if you have other players that you consider overrated players. I got my top three players that I consider overrated players. So I'll ask you about that. And then we're going to go on to another game that I just came up with called Rapid Fire. Rapid Fire. I'm going to ask a question. We're going to go clockwise. So I'm going to hit Stanley. Actually, we'll start clockwise just for my purposes. I'll hit Steve. I'll go Cuzzo. I'll hit Stanley. I'll start Steve. I'll go Cuzzo. I'll hit Stanley. There's no reason to think about it. You just give me your first thought. So I'm going to ask the question. Boom, 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 boom. There's no explanation. You just give it to me. They're going to be random questions. You're going to be like, what the fuck is that? That's stupid. But don't worry about that. Just give me the answer.
Gotcha.
All right. So my last question from the last segment before we move on is overrated players. My top three, James Harden, Trae Young, Tobias Harris. Steve, I know that hits you in your heart because you're a Philly fan. But what we got? Talk to me. Stanley, what do you think?
I mean,
if you got somebody different, put it on the list.
I like the Trae Young. I like the James Harden. And James Harden is explaining him. He's like, he's overrated, but he's pretty fucking good. You know, he's still going to give you 20 and 10. It's just how he gives it to you. And like, he folds in the playoffs, it seems. Regular season, he's amazing. Tobias Harris, I can't say that he's overrated. Because nobody really rates him.
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there with that.
I think as a third option, Tobias Harris is decent.
But as a third option, his money's not third. He got paid.
Most teams, three people are getting paid.
Okay.
And if he's the third guy, you can still be very good with Tobias Harris. He's a 6'8 wing that can defend. You don't expect him to give you 20-something every night. When Embiid, Maxey, Harden, they putting up shots. Like, I feel like Tobias Harris is just that dude. Like, go out and defend, and when we get you the ball, you can do a little something every now and again, you know?
Kobe, what are your thoughts? You got nothing, Steve? Talk
got to nothing.
I think, yeah, Trae Young, I think he's overrated. I think he's, you know, poor man's Steph Curry. He tries to be Steph a lot.
I think Trae is overrated just because I feel like he's small.
I will have to agree with
Trae
Young.
Yeah, overrated. I just feel like he's small.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. But
he's good. Is where he's great? At.
He's a coach killer.
He didn't make the All-Star team this year, right?
He throws the ball at the basket. Yeah, go, Steve.
It's coach killer.
Okay.
I think Paul George is fairly overrated.
Paul George?
I think he's fairly overrated.
Ooh.
I'm a fan of him.
I would agree with Steven, only in the sense of he missed so many
games. I'm saying he's always hurt.
He got a metal rod in his leg. He has a metal rod in his leg.
And he's getting paid like he don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
I think he's overrated. And then
Kawhi.
That's where I was going. I was going to say Kawhi.
Go ahead, Steve. Don't let me interrupt. We on the same page.
That's exactly where I was going. I was like, Kawhi is highly overrated. Mainly because, you know, he's, you know, probably because he doesn't talk a lot. People don't know where he's coming from. He's a little off the map. But ever since, you know, the championship they won in Toronto, damn it, that shot still hurts that he hit to beat the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the championship he won after that, it was just, you
KD
know,
got
he's,
hurt.
He's always hurt, is always a thing. So he doesn't win that chip.
He doesn't win that chip if KD don't get hurt.
And yeah, you know what I mean? He does get hurt, and then.
That's here he blew out his Achilles.
KD?
Yeah.
Achilles blow out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, quick question though. While we on this, real quick, I saw something that said if Michael Jordan was in the NBA today, he'd beat Kawhi Leonard. What do y'all think about that?
I think that's a delusional, youthful concept.
Some 20 something,
millennial.
Some stupid idiot. Leonard.
Some
B.
I don't think people understand just how good Jordan was.
Jordan was a come on man.
But in the same right, the other day Dennis Rodman said Larry Bird would be in Europe.
Dennis Rodman's an idiot too.
He's on drugs.
He's
drank. You can't teach the skills that Larry
you
Bird
saw
had.
How many vodka cranberries he drank on the Trump show. I know we don't fuck with Trump, but the Trump show. What's it called? Apprentice.
He drinks. He
you saw how many vodka cranberries he drank?
Yeah, he's not. He's
did you
not,
see it?
He's
you see
not,
it,
not, yeah.
And he has so many vodka cranberries.
Like again,
I had a trip out Vegas like that.
But that's what
15
saying.
Of them in a day.
But that's what I'm saying. I think you just can't, like Jordan, Bird, Isaiah, you can't, the things that they did, the stories that they have about them, you just can't.
Legends.
There's legendary stories, legendary players. You just can't. That's like an untouchable box that they all go in, and you just can't. You shouldn't talk about them.
We can talk about Larry Bird and the legend of him playing left-handed on a road trip.
On purpose.
And crushed.
I think he had 31 or 30.
Crushed. Did you know that, Cole?
Beast.
Left-handed.
He said, I'm going to play left-handed all day. But Larry Bird has some of the most legendary stories, bro.
Let me ask you this question. Dennis Rodman, we realize, is an idiot. Were you done with what you were saying about?
Yeah, I was done.
Oh, okay. Could Dennis Rodman play right now? Would he be effective?
Defensively?
He'd be highly effective. Because he's...
Yeah.
Because, again, playing hard is a skill, and that's all he did. He just played hard and just rebounded the hell out the ball. Like, those are things that guys now don't.
He wasn't getting passed.
Yeah, they don't do.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need five ballers on your floor at the same time. You're never going to see with five hoopers that just all flat out, all they can do is score. Yeah. Dennis Rodman, all you need is the right system, right coach, and he'll be successful.
Yeah, but I think now we have like teams where we have like three stars and just like a. It's the rest are just guys that they like a lot.
Yeah, it's like we talk a lot about because Coach Terry's team is the Celtics, and y'all despise Marcus Smart.
Bum.
Yeah, but
I give him heart.
Defensively,
though.
He plays. Nah, he plays hard. Like. He locks up.
COVID, how you feel about Marcus Smart?
And the thing I actually like him.
Bum. Yeah, if you look back at his Oklahoma State days, what did he do?
He was a scorer. He wasn't a guard.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So you get to the NBA and they tell you what they want from you. And like
Marcus Smart situation.
Yeah, in the Marcus Smart could average 20. There's no doubt
situation.
In my mind.
Doubt it.
No doubt in my mind.
Doubtful.
He's playing on a team with Tatum and JT. And they're both going to give you 25 a game, right?
I doubt it. Because
so look, it's not that many shots for Marcus Smart.
He takes a lot of shots.
He takes a lot of shots. He takes stupid shots.
He takes all the big shots.
And he's the reason that they lost.
Two young kids wasn't ready.
What are you talking about?
I told y'all
they
was overrated.
He's the reason why they lost.
Not
he took
all.
Every...
Not at all.
He took every shot.
They shouldn't have been in that position.
Okay, but they were. But every
Jason
shot.
Jason Tatum had like five games where he didn't score.
Is this what we're doing?
Like
he ain't listening to me?
Half.
Does
nope.
he not know I'm not?
I'm nope. cutting you up. I'm cutting you up.
This is what I always talk about.
This is what I do. You start talking crazy, I cut you off.
He took every shot. Steve, back me up. He took every shot.
He took every big shot that he
Where's
needed.
Bobby when we
he
need
took
him?
Every big shot that they needed. But again, I think it's just a different, NBA's different. Guys from yesteryear who are great, you can't really mention them in the context of today's players.
It's a different game.
They don't understand it. They don't understand the competitiveness, the fight to be better than their next man. They don't understand that.
If I got one guy in the draft who does understand that,
oh, that's Scoot.
Scoot Henderson.
Yeah, he understands
that's
that.
That's why I think he's going to be special.
That's his niche.
I like Scoot.
That's his niche.
I like Scoot. All right, let's move on. Let's get out of here because Steve got to go. Rapid fire. I'm just going to ask questions. Don't think about it. I'm just going Steve. I'm going Cuzzo. I'm going Allen. All right. Random questions. Don't think about it.
I'm not.
I ain't going to think about it. You don't know what you're about
to say.
Same
question or separate questions?
No, same question. I want the answer to the same question. I'm just going to go around. Boom, 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 boom. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All-time best college player.
Graham.
Hold on. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to. New rule.
Alonzo
you can't say
Mourning.
What the fucking person in front of you says.
Alonzo.
Let's start again. You got the benefit of taking some time. All time, best college player, Steve.
Grant Hill.
Cuzzo.
Alonzo.
Allen.
Christian Laettner.
Pick one to start your team. Baron Davis, Steve Francis, Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway.
God.
Why you got to go first?
Come on. You didn't go first. You went second. Go.
I want to say Timmy.
Timmy. Okay, you can say the same thing. Just okay. I want to make sure that it's actual
thought. No, that's actually Tim.
Stanley.
Give me BD. Give me that UCLA.
Baron Davis? I would go with Baron Davis. If money is not a factor, would you rather coach the best women's college team or the best or the least best, the worst WNBA team? Steve.
WNBA team.
The worst WNBA team?
Mm-hmm.
Go, Cuzzo.
Women's.
Women's. NCAA?
Yes.
Okay. The bitch said women's.
All right.
They're all women.
How many coaches you had?
WNBA.
Yeah, give me the WNBA just because of a shorter season. I don't got to worry about these grades and all that shit.
Steve, Ray Allen or Steph Curry?
Ray Allen.
Steph.
Reggie Miller or Steph?
Oh, Steph.
Steph.
Def.
Let me get my paperwork together. Let's keep it moving. How many MVPs should LeBron James have? He currently has 4.
8.
You're last, Steve.
4.
Oh,
all right, let me think about it.
I would say at least 6.
At least 6. I agree with you, Cuzzo.
7.
7. Fair number.
8 or 7.
Cool. What's the greatest sports accomplishment? Listen to what I'm saying to you now. Baseball, perfect game that was just thrown last night. Basketball, averaging a triple-double for the season. Golf. Grand Slam, winning all 4 Grand Slams, Steve.
Perfect game.
Perfect game.
Yeah, perfect game. It's not even close.
MMA or pro boxing?
Boxing.
MMA.
Boxing.
Vodka or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Vodka.
Whiskey.
What's wrong with you guys?
Basketball, best passer of all time, Steve.
Oh, John Stockton.
Pass. Stanley.
Magic.
Blacktop, 5-on-5, inside, 3-on-3.
Oh, 5-on-5.
5-on-5.
All day. 5-on-5.
Best player you ever played against?
Shit. Damn.
Pass. Cuzzo.
Best player
you ever played against in your basketball days? Pass. Stanley.
You could have said me, Cuzzo. It's cool. AI.
Best baseball player of all time, Steve?
To me, Ken Griffey Jr.
Cal.
O'Shea Ashanti.
More exciting, the home run derby, dunk contest, cornhole on ESPN.
Oh, cornhole. You seen him? They get after
I like it.
That shit's impressive.
I agree with you.
Home run.
Mac McClung.
dunk contest.
That's right.
Appreciate you guys for listening. This has been Thick as Threes. It's been a great episode. We've had a lot of fun. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Thick as Threes. You can also go to anchor.fm/thickasthrees if you want more information. There's ways that you can support this podcast. Answer questions as well. You can also find that on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. Before we get out of here, we're going to do final words. Stanley, talk to the people. Anything you want to say?
I was going to say I was going to pass it to Steve because he ain't been here in a while.
Steve, talk
to
the people.
Do you want it, Steve?
Of course, always.
All right.
Hey, like Cornell said, just continue to support us. Continue to be in our corner. We're going to continue to keep cranking these things out, getting a more frequent togetherness, frequent shows for you guys. And I'll make sure that I'm around because, of course, again, I am the MVP of this show. I bring the energy.
I bring the controversy
and I bring the love. Mic off. And we love you guys for all that you give us.
Cuzzo, thank you so much for joining us as our special guest. We really appreciate it. Anything you want to say to the people, anything you got going, anything you want to holler out. I know your kid is in college right now. You have how many kids?
Two.
You have two kids. If two anything kids. You want to say to the other kid, to the family, anything you got going on, there's your chance. Go.
Wish both of my kids the best. My oldest already shining. My youngest one getting ready to shine. I appreciate all you fellas for letting me get on your podcast. I had some fun tonight.
Absolutely, Stanley.
I just want to say thanks for being there for us because we're trying to be there for you a little bit more. Got a little gelato business. Got some events this weekend. One's out southeast on Saturday, and one on Sunday. It's gonna be out in I think it's in Columbia, the BAFC cookout. If this gets up in time, come on out, support. It's best gelato you ever had in your life.
It's very good.
You can
very,
also very get good. It online from Giant, anywhere from Fredericksburg to Delaware, or maybe even New Jersey. You can order it from Giant online. And if you're in D.C., swing by Union Kitchen. Gelato, milk and cookies is my favorite.
Is that the slogan?
No. Milk and cookies is my favorite
flavor. Okay. It's very good, guys. It's very good. Make sure you try that. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Oh, thank you.
Ballers, what they call us. NBA All-Stars, no bench warmers. Ballers, what they call us. Jersey in the refs, all-time lead scorers. He ballin' on you scrubs line. Jordan when I'm scoring, I feel like wow when I ball. Like LeBron, I'm a win. No matter what team I'm on, I'm always in my zone. Like coach called a 2-3. Ain't no I in team, so I told him please use me. No double dribble, 0-3 mom, but even hit MJ with a double nick. Who's in the 2-for-1 before the ref blow the whistle? 3-for-3 on the top of the key. Swish. Try to lane double clutch, it be lit. Yeah.